tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Canline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Buddy Nick Allen's going to stop in today. We're live. It's Tuesday, the 19th, the day after President's Day.
How you doing, Craig? The host of Crabby and...
No, I'm not really that crabby.
I dropped on Twitter or Crabby.
I dropped an F-bomb.
Man. Yeah, everybody's crabby.
I dropped an F-bomb, Craig.
Tyler had a reason to be crabby.
Just a hardcore F-bomb, too. I mean, it's hardcore. I drove from Chicago yesterday because my flight was messed up because they couldn't get the luggage door open.
So, no.
Swear to the non-existent God, yes.
The great chicken, if you will.
Yeah, whatever. No, I don't worship anything. That'd be stupid. Chicken. Church of the Bird, maybe.
So it pales in comparison to...
problem with that?
My complaint that my flight was an hour late and that I suck at skiing anymore.
Well, because
the skill level has deteriorated significantly.
Did you think it was going to stay the same? You knew that. You knew it wasn't going to stay the same.
I didn't think it was going to deteriorate this badly because right after I got out of physical therapy a couple years ago, I skied better than I skied over the weekend. I don't know what I did. Wow.
So tick tock.
This is the first time that I've gone out this year. So, right. Yeah, it's like anything. You got to practice. So right. I'm a little out of practice.
Yeah, you're going to have to go here in a couple weekends.
Here's the deal with that, especially a sport like that, you do deteriorate as you get older.
Yeah, I know. So kind of,
you know. So you should just start a new sport now. That way you only get better at it.
But it dashes my hope.
Because your golf's going to suck the rest of your life.
Joining
too.
The senior World Cup circuit. When I get done with this.
I hope they don't have that.
What are you going to do? Always get that. What are you going to do when you're done with radio? Well, I think I'll join the senior World Cup skiing circuit.
When are you going to get a real job? What's up? How was your weekend, Craig? You walked in there and said you liked that Friday and Monday off, yeah.
Well, I can't imagine anyone that wouldn't.
Yeah.
But, I was grateful. This morning, apparently, we get the moon. That will be closer than usual. This is the snow supermoon today.
I think it's to 2 miles, right?
It's the brightest moon of the year.
Pretty sure you're right on
about
that.
2 miles,
yeah.
There's
17,000 miles closer than average. Now it's just 2 miles away.
Doesn't it seem that
it's going to brush a couple trees, I've heard.
It just dilutes it. Every full moon seems to be special. It's the harvest blue moon.
See, I blame you on that.
Yeah.
Red blood wolf.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
now I'm just tired of it. Every moon is special.
I blame you on that.
Yeah, you can.
Because not every moon is special. However, when you hear of one, it really, you blow it up in your mind and, you think it's happening more often.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's the case. Plus.
So that's why you blame me.
Yeah. Absolutely. So this will be 11 a.m. Eastern time.
I don't get the blame. I'll hop on the blame bandwagon for sure, but I have no idea why you're blaming him.
Oh, except
he's a nerd.
No, I think it's perception.
Okay.
Perception. Not every moon does that. However, when you hear about it, you think it happens more often than it does.
Okay, then ask someone who's really not that much of an astronomy geek.
Right.
Tyler, does it seem that every full moon has some special name lately?
Jesus. I don't know. When Craig talks about it, I barely think about it. I just make jokes like it's a mile away, then I move on with my brain. Yeah.
And it was 2 miles away.
So outside of Craig talking about it, you don't really hear about it?
Oh, yeah, on the news sometimes. Yeah. I don't pay attention.
I guess that's
I mean, if I look outside, there's a full moon. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's a full moon, but I really don't go outside.
Yeah, but it's not just any full moon.
I know.
Now it's a snow moon.
Okay, it's a snow moon.
Did you go to New York City?
No, did not.
And celebrate New York City's oldest bar having a birthday over the weekend?
No, but I was in the oldest bar in the United States, so I got that beat.
This weekend?
No, that's in Newport, Rhode Island. I was not there.
This one turned 165 years old over the weekend.
Although flight probably was on time from Newport.
They've been around since the Civil War.
How old is the bar again?
165.
Jesus, that's pretty cool.
Actually, I think the Native Americans had a bar down in somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, no, it has to be continuously still open.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't mean the oldest bar. I mean the oldest bar that was still a bar.
Continuously operating.
Right. It's the Black Horse, the Iron Horse, something like that.
We heard that term quite a bit with New Orleans, with some of the history. The oldest continuing operating.
Whorehouse. You go to Whorehouse?
No. Okay. No, those are illegal.
I know they are, but they probably have them.
Yeah. Although they did point out where the...
You didn't say no, I was with my wife. You said no, those are illegal.
Well, they pointed out to us where the red light district used to be.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
All right. We took a cemetery tour, and they said,
I haven't been to New Orleans.
Yeah, neither have I.
New Orleans. I love that bit last week. Yeah, you should turn to that SNL bit.
Yeah, no, it was a very cool city.
Yeah,
I mean, we were right down in the French
Quarter.
Yeah,
great weather, too, 75, 80
yeah,
degrees,
it was,
right?
Aww,
now you did make one mistake. Your Airbnb was on the French Quarter, right?
We had a window right out of the bedroom of the Airbnb that faced Canal Street, which is a major thoroughfare downtown.
Yeah, it's kind
of like,
and we're not talking midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning party, and we're talking what?
4 a.m. was
loud.
When it finally settled most nights. I mean, we're talking traffic.
Could
honking.
You fall asleep before that?
Oh, it was. The first night was rough.
Yeah.
After that, we were tired enough that we both slept a little better, but it was still, there were times where you were
4 a.m.
You were jarred awake by a guy playing saxophone right outside your window at 3 a.m.
You opened the window and said people are trying to sleep here. In French Quarter.
I don't think it would have helped.
Yeah. I don't think they pay attention to you.
Tourists are trying to sleep here. Yeah, that would be. You probably didn't even think about it.
I
wouldn't have thought of that.
Having
either,
never been to the city, they go hard.
Are they still
about
pissed at the Saints? They still pissed about the Saints?
Oh yeah,
still whining about that.
There were some T-shirts and things. Yeah, you could buy in shops downtown.
My son went at the height of his douchebaggery.
Yeah, that's the height of it. Okay.
Well, we call that now.
Oh, the drinking area.
Probably
right,
4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, he lost his wallet, right?
He went to Mardi Gras.
He got stolen, right?
And he got his wallet lifted.
Yeah.
Well, they're already. It's 2 weeks till Mardi Gras, and
I was gonna say it's close, isn't it?
They said it's already starting to ramp up. Like it.
Oh yeah.
It was busier now than it was even just 2 weeks ago.
Got it.
And I mean, it's already starting to get there.
How are the Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
That's why they canceled.
They canceled.
So I'm just wondering, people, that's why you were there originally. Yeah. That's why I threw it out there.
Yeah, that was
I
what,
wasn't making fun.
That was what the whole thing was
you
built
were
around.
Fun. Oh, our buddy John Paul is probably getting ready to make some float now.
He probably has a dress on as we speak.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing.
Actually, nothing to do with Mardi Gras.
Right. That's a year-round thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I eat peck of cheese.
I know you do.
But this is a reason for him to show it off.
Exactly. We're bad friends.
There are lots of peck of cheese shops down there.
He's one of our favorite people, and we're bad friends.
Did you bring back any peck of cheese?
No.
No.
Yeah, they probably have
it
there.
No, we just enjoyed it while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a New Orleans thing, you know?
Nolens.
Beignets
and
peck of cheese.
In the morning.
The two things you got to have when you go to New Orleans.
That's on a station. New Orleans.
The Navy is coming to the defense of Tom Cruise. You know he needs it.
Well, it's because of Top Gun 2.
Yeah.
When's that come out?
Tuesday.
It does not. I think
really, today's Tuesday.
I think we might see a promo for that eventually.
Yeah.
I think how'd that slip under the radar? Oh, they must not be promoing it that much.
No.
A Tom Cruise
it's
movie
slipping
called
under
Top
the radar.
Gun 2. They're releasing in a couple cities.
Straight to video.
Straight to video. Yeah, that's not gonna do. That's not gonna do dick.
Well, apparently Tom Cruise was on board the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt in San Diego last week during the filming of the sequel of the Top Gun. So they're not done filming it yet. It will not be in theaters Tuesday.
Where's his role in this one? Do you know?
He's the same guy.
He's still Maverick?
Tom Cruise. Yeah.
He would have to be.
Yeah, he's like the older guy that probably trains a younger guy and fights with them. I think that's the name of it.
Is he the guy in the tower now that gets the coffee spilled
on him? No.
Or some son of a bitch hotshot.
He might be just the guy that trains them, and then he probably flies with them during a war or something like that. He's going to be flying. We need you to come out of retirement to fly, that kind of thing, you know. Kelly McGillis comes back.
No. Or another lesbian.
Huh.
Who died?
Karl Lagerfeld.
Oh, I know that name.
Fashion icon
guy,
and master of reinvention.
The guy wore those big, huge, dark glasses all the time.
He did.
Slick back gray hair, always dressed to the nines there.
Yeah.
What, how old was he? Had to be a geezer.
85. In ill health. We will check on the Deadpool here. In a few minutes.
And the famous World War II photo, the sailor died, the guy.
He did.
95, but we didn't know his name.
Well, he's kissing that chick in Times Square.
Yeah.
After? We found out World War II was over.
That was V-Day or D-Day? No.
V-Day.
V-Day, right. It was V-Day, yeah.
But there were two V-Days, right?
There were. I think that was
There's a VE and a VJ day.
Yeah. And, VJ
this
came later.
This is Japan.
Yeah, the final one.
This is Japan.
Because Europe surrendered before Japan. That's why we didn't nuke their ass.
Yeah, it was announced that Japan had surrendered. And so the gentleman and the sailor and the nurse kissed, and they got the iconic photo.
Yeah.
They were, they didn't know each other.
They didn't know each other.
They were strangers, I think.
Did he tag her that night? We don't know about that.
I don't know if he tagged her.
We do know, and no, he did not.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Did they not end up getting together?
No.
No.
No, they had a reunion like 50 years later.
George Mendonca is his name.
He probably had a wife and got bitched about it.
She is Greta Zimmer Friedman.
Is that you?
She died in 2016.
Yeah. Is that you?
He was 95.
Yeah, he came back from war.
He got laid that night, though. All those sailors got laid that night.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Not all
Not
of them.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Every one of them.
Nope. So rumors had it that...
There was a baby boom starting right after that. That's called the baby boom generation, but... Right.
Yeah, but many of those people were married.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Rumor has what?
Everyone was grateful.
Rumor had it that Tom Cruise was acting in an arrogant fashion with demands that the sailors on board avoid looking at him and avoid touching him.
Was it not true?
A Navy spokesman said that the Navy itself had directed sailors not to approach actors or use cell phones on the set, that some may have misinterpreted that guidance.
As them doing it, right.
So the Navy had to come out and said, Tom Cruise and the rest of the cast acted professionally the entire time they were on board, blah, blah, blah.
So nobody was asking for selfies.
So they thought it was the actors who said that. Obviously the Navy said.
Whatever.
The Navy had to be under control.
Yeah, who knows who said what and how it got bastardized.
And I know that
else.
Val Kilmer's going to be in it too, right? But he's kind of messed up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with him or how they're going to work around that.
I think he plays the part of the aircraft carrier, from what I've seen.
He might lose weight before that. But no, it's
his speech.
He's fine.
It's his speech,
From the cancer and stuff. It's his throat and his jaw. It was all in that area.
Yeah, is it the medicine that made him all puffy, too?
He got fat after
food.
That. That
might have been food.
That was probably food.
That might have been medically related, and I'm just a prick.
Well, goes without saying.
The latter part is true, no matter what.
Nobody's arguing.
Yeah.
No one.
From two other pricks.
I don't expect anyone.
Yeah. Or coming to your defense.
Don't expect any help here.
Hey, my partner's not a prick. I've never said that.
Well,
I guarantee he's never said that either. I know he's never said.
If they were talking about Becky, maybe.
Oh yeah, I don't call her my partner though.
She is your partner too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Canadian authorities.
She's yelled at me before. I might have said that.
Canadian authorities are looking for people who made their way off with 30,000 liters. Of iceberg water. Now, these 30,000 liters of iceberg water, valued at about $10,000, the water was intended to be used for, and here's the sad news, vodka production.
How do they
doesn't sound good
harvest
today.
The iceberg water? Do they sit around and wait till an iceberg calves and they grab that chunk and they throw it in the fridge?
Basically.
Wonderful question.
In addition to the
loss of thousands of liters of water, what was left behind may have been contaminated by the thieves. Police say they are looking for either a tanker truck or a tractor trailer that may have been used to haul the stolen water away that could have been used in the production of about 150,000 bottles.
No, I've seen
vodka.
This, where ships go out, and they wait for, a piece of an iceberg to fall out, and then somehow they harvest it, they bring it on board, and then they make good old vodka out of it.
So I'm through the airport. The guy that works at the Omaha Steaks at the airport is a big fan of the show. He always says hi and loves the show, and he actually just says stuff. He's a cool dude, and he was telling about this alcoholic drink. He goes, I heard you guys talk about drinks the other day. And you told me you got to try this drink. It's 9%. It's some sort of beer / something. I don't know. And then as he walked away, he goes, she don't know. She She don't know.
All right, is this you? The Bachelor's Colton Underwood.
Man, I made a mistake of commenting on that. My wife was watching that last night, and he's got some left, like six or seven, and they're all, you know, freaking gorgeous. And there's a black chick, and he's walking with a black chick. I said, he's not going to choose the black chick. My wife, he perceived that the wrong way. I said, no, it's not even about that, you know. I said, I bet she doesn't choose the black chick. I bet she chooses that blonde. And I don't know where he's at now. But every time I see this guy, I'm thinking, he's a virgin?
Yeah, this is the virgin guy, right?
Yeah, he's a virgin. None of those are. I guarantee none of those girls are virgin.
Oh,
I don't watch the show. Walked past the TV, obviously, last night. These girls are all in their early, mid-20s. They're all gorgeous. They ain't virgins.
Early, mid-20s? They haven't been virgins for 10 years.
Exactly. They were the hottest chick in their high school.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, every one of them was really hot.
Banging the quarterback. Right.
Black chick's hot, too. I'd take that.
So Colton Underwood, the Bachelor, had to leave his own fundraising event a couple of days ago because someone allegedly groped him. He wrote on his Instagram story that he had to cut his appearance at his Legacy Foundation garden party in San Diego short because someone grabbed him and touched him inappropriately while he was being photographed.
The guy or girl? Either way, you shouldn't be grabbing people, but who was it?
So it was a photo op, so somebody grabbed his ass while they were taking a photo or something?
Someone grabbed him and touched him inappropriately while he was being photographed. He said he did not sign up to be a piece of meat or a zoo animal.
Oh, shut up. You did. You signed up to be a piece of meat.
He also apologized to the fans he did not get to meet. He did not say who touched him or if he reported it to the police.
Now, listen, I know the guys can be, you know, Terry Crews is out there saying a lot of stuff. Some old queens are grabbing his ass
not too old.
In L.A., whatever. But we got a big, long email. Did you read that yet? I would like to hope that girl didn't take it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because she was a young listener, and I really want the young listeners to hang around, and they usually do. She's really young, 17. She thought, did she mishear a Me Too stuff?
It was something that ran yesterday it was Bert in the studio.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole email because I had other stuff I had to do this morning.
I believe it was when Bert was talking about his Sober October adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the line she heard was he said something about, you know, if there was a Me Too movement for alcohol, I would be, you know, like he had been abusing alcohol quite a bit.
She didn't get the correlation of the joke, obviously.
I think.
Because anything.
I think.
You
want to
flip up and down the dial with the conservative shows, and believe me. We're with the ladies here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're with the ladies.
It is true.
We totally are.
Yes.
We're the ones defending the women all the time. We say it's got to be consensual when I say that word in the right place.
And I think Bert was just trying to draw the connection, you know, to demonstrate how he had been abusing alcohol a little too much and had to take a month off.
So good. So, I mean, just respond to her. Did you respond to her yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No,
is she going to call?
I'm looking into this. It looks like she read a little too much into it. Took it the wrong way.
Oh, good. So she, okay. Watch, I mean, but is she going away? Is she calling the cops? What? Because we have people. I've loved you guys for 27 years, but today you crossed the line, and then they call everybody.
Been listening to your show for 3 years.
Yeah, so she's only 17. Yeah, she's only 17.
Started when she was 14 and have picked up many things from it. Maybe this email will not contain relevant information and this will become a punchline of a coming show.
No, it won't, actually. I want to respond to it because she seemed earnest and cool about it, you know.
I cannot continue to support a radio show that jokes about sexual assault.
No, that was not what I haven't gone back and listened to the tape to hear the exact what she heard, but that's what I'm guessing. Knowing what ran yesterday.
Now you're trying to make me mad.
What we talked about.
No, we don't do that.
Well, and again,
depending on what you're listening for.
It was Bert. It was Bert talking.
Right.
And like I say, he was just trying to say that he was drinking too much.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The alcohol abuse was his Me Too.
Yes.
Got it. All right.
But it seems like she and a lot of her friends and just about any woman you know has dealt with some form of that.
Oh, God, yes.
If it hadn't happened to you, it's happened to someone you know.
All right. So our president brags about sexually assaulting women. He did and still won. So that's where we're at now.
You still bitter about that?
That he bragged about sexual assault? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. But I'm just bringing it up. She said they've all have to, you know, put your anger towards the right persons, not people defending you.
Sad news here. Hundreds of chickens were killed when the semi that was carrying them crashed into a barrier and spilled them onto the interstate in Olympia, Washington. The good news is they're getting a memorial. KOMO-TV says that PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
You mean the Tasty Eatin'. Who was that bitch politician that tweeted that out? Somebody tweeted that out.
Oh, that's the oldest joke in the world.
I know, but it was like it was done by a Republican chick somewhere. Oh, no, it was Romney's.
Tasty Animals.
Yeah, Romney's daughter's head of the GOP somewhere. And she tweeted out, like, people eating tasty animals or something. Yeah, that's original.
PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, will put up a billboard by the crash site. It will show a chicken's face next to the words, I'm me, not meat. See the individual, go vegan. Some chickens survived, some escaped.
Some chickens survived, some escaped.
Oh, the humanity.
Did they go hunt for them? Can a chicken live in the wild?
So wait, now PETA is celebrating the death of chickens because somebody might have eaten them.
They are?
They're not celebrating. They're honoring the chickens that died in the accident.
They're giving them a
memorial.
They're
putting up a memorial for the chickens. And the reason they were all in a truck is they were going to get slaughtered.
Yeah.
Listen, PETA, you know, there are vegans.
We're so happy those chickens didn't get to feed anybody.
No, that's not what they meant by that. I think they're honoring the death of the chicken in a car accident.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, but they were pissed that somebody was taking them somewhere where people.
That's how they
them.
Died. Yeah. So they would celebrate their lives.
Right. Those chickens would not be alive had they not been raised domestically, because eventually they were planning on. Well, we're going to give them to people to eat.
Was it tough to say goodbye to your chickens pushing the farm when you would load them up?
Nah, you tried not to get attached.
Got it.
Yeah.
Because you were going to, you know.
I got attached to the chicken.
Well, the ones
you're
going to eat, you try not to get attached to. But what about the laying hens? You know, they can last for a little while.
We didn't.
Oh, you
got
the laying hens around.
We didn't
around.
Have laying hens. Yeah. We just
that's
had
what
meat,
the, that's
meat
not
chickens.
What they use the laying hens for.
Oh, they use laying hens.
See, I don't think PETA would approve of that.
That's a sex with a chicken joke right there. I hope that doesn't offend you. That better not offend anybody. Well, it should offend everybody.
Chicken.
Everybody, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.